Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Candace Springer.
Hello.
Assistant Director for City Space.
Indeed.
At WBUR.
That's me. We made it.
We did.
Sun's out.
June, the new Black History is what I'm proposing.
We'll table that for later.
Yes. So I'm very excited to know what you got for us for the month of June.
Well, to borrow a phrase from Martha and the Vandellas, summer's here, and the time is right.
Yes.
For?
I don't remember.
Dancing in the Street. I knew you were going to mess it up, Daryl. I knew you were going to mess it up. I was like, be with me. Be with me.
I did that thing. I did that thing where I just pretended to go, yeah. Yeah, I know that one.
Well, we tried and we failed. Well, anyways. It's time to go out. It's time to dance. It's time to party.
Yes.
And so I've got three really good picks for everybody if they just want to get out, get a little vitamin D, feel some joy in their life.
Long awaited.
Amen.
Joy.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So you ready for the first one?
Hit it.
Okay. This is a big return. So for the first time since 2019, we will have a Pride Month celebration in Boston. Woohoo! Happy Pride Month, everybody.
Happy Pride Month. Hell yeah.
It's been dormant since 2019 because of all sorts of controversy. So, you know, there had been a lot of tension between Boston Pride, the original organization that ran the Pride Parade in Boston for years. They're a decades-long organization. But there were calls from all of these LGBT plus organizations to, you know, address some issues, from racism to transphobia, you know, demands for more inclusion, demands for more diversity, to the point where it just culminated in a request for a boycott of the parade in 2020. Yes, it was a big hullabaloo in the city, to the point where Boston Pride actually disbanded. One of those local organizations called Boston Pride for the People has stepped up to create the Boston Pride for the People celebration.
Nice.
And so the parade is returning this year on June 10th. That's a Saturday, I believe. It starts in Copley Square, and it's going to run all the way through to Boston Common. And then it's going to culminate in two, not one, but two festivals that go from noon to six in the city. And, you know, for those who don't know, I guess I should say that, you know, Pride is a moment for us to commemorate all of the brave LGBTQ people who risk their lives, risk their safety, to advocate for the lives of fellow members of their community and to celebrate the richness and complexity.
And yeah. gave us so much culture.
So much culture. And so it's a moment for us to celebrate them, to thank them, to continue to advocate for equity mm-hmm, and inclusion mm-hmm. in the city. It's a sacred space. It's a sacred space for members of the community, for allies, for their families. And also, it's just freaking joyous, you know? Mm-hmm. Just feels so great being part of it. And I should make a distinction between the two festivals. The one on Boston Common, the one that happens right after the parade is over, mm-hmm. that one is for everybody. It's family friendly. Come on down. It's free. Mm-hmm. There's another festival at the same time on City Hall Plaza. Now, that is 21 plus.
Let's go.
So if you're looking for the more adult experience, you might want to head to City Hall Plaza. Lots of the same features, DJs, dancing, but we will have some beer and wine. So mm-hmm, we, mm-hmm. you know, that's where the drinks come out. But it's just going to be, I hope, a beautiful day, a wonderful return, and I'm looking forward to it a lot.
I'm with that. The Boston Pride Parade. The triumphant return.
Mm-hmm. And a festival. So officially called Boston Pride for the People. That Boston, is what it's called.
Boston Pride for the People, June 10th.
Starts at 10 a.m., the parade. And then the festivals go from noon to 6.
That's a strong, strong start.
Yes.
We should end the show.
I got good ones, though. Okay. We are building up.
Okay, bet.
Okay.
What else you got?
Now listen, Donna Summer. Disco party.
Disco queen.
The disco queen. This event happens every year. This is going to be the 9th annual celebration of Donna Summer at also City Hall Plaza on Friday, June 16th. So a week later. As most people know, but I'll just explain in case you don't, Donna Summer started as a psychedelic rock singer, but would eventually become, as we said, the queen of disco. Mm-hmm. She was born in Dorchester and was raised in Mission Hill, actually, before she rose to stardom in the 1970s. She passed away at the age of 62 in 2012 from lung cancer. But before that, she had 14 top 10 Billboard Hot 100 hits. She won 5 Grammys. She sold over 140 million records, and she's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And we claim her. She is one of our own, which is just amazing. Do you have a favorite Donna Summer hit?
Not off the top. I mean, there's the one that everybody likes. Dun, 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 dun. Ooh, I feel love.
That's a good one. I feel love. I love that one. I like Last Dance. Last Dance.
That's a good one.
Okay. Well, you will be able to enjoy all of those at this Donna Summer disco party, which starts at 6 o'clock in the evening and runs through 9 p.m. This is a family-friendly event, and it features a whole lot of things. First of all, there will be a roller rink in the middle of City Hall Plaza. There will also be live performances from members of Donna Summer's family. So traditionally, Mary Gaines Bernard, who was Donna Summer's sister, and she was a longtime backing vocalist for Donna Summer, she always does a special tribute performance. So think a medley. Like, she's going to hit all the hits, per se. And then Donna's nephew, Omega Red, who's a rapper, is also going to perform a song called Angel that actually features Donna Summer in it. So you have that to look forward to. And it's free, of course.
We love
which
free.
Is amazing.
We love free.
But registration is highly recommended. So just head to the website, register, and you're good to go.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we're back. All right, we got two strong recommendations. Mm. You understand you have another for us.
Exactly. So this one, I think you mentioned recently with newsroom fellow Jacob Garcia. But I would love to talk about it a little bit more because it's a really great festival.
Shout out to Jacob.
Exactly. Yep. Hi, Jacob. Boston Art and Soul Music Festival, otherwise known as BAMS Fest. Mm-hmm. It's happening from June 23rd to 24th, which is Friday through Saturday. What I love about BAMS Fest is it is one of the fastest growing urban arts festivals in Boston, and it celebrates Black artistry and Afrocentric identity.
Jacob said Grandmaster Flash is going to be there.
Yes.
That's major.
Which is amazing because I think, you know, BAMS Fest recognized that this is the 50th anniversary of hip-hop.
Yeah.
So what better headliner to have for BAMS Fest than Grandmaster Flash, who was one of the founders of hip-hop, and he was one of rap's first technical pioneers. So he's going to be the headliner, which I think is amazing. Then it takes place at the Franklin Park Playstead Field, which is historic in its own right. Now, the founder of this festival, Catherine Morris, she's absolutely amazing. She was actually selected as one of our arts and culture team's first members of the Makers, which is, you know, people who we, you know, the arts and culture team feel like are shaping the landscape in the city of Boston artistically. And she actually went to Temple University in Philadelphia and saw how Philly sort of creates all of these sort of cultural movements around art and festivals and wanted to bring that home. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes people say like, Boston isn't really for Black artists, right? That's, I think, something that Catherine heard, that Catherine wanted to change that narrative and also build a space for community and connection. Yep. So this is more than just a festival. The artists who are performing on the stage, it's a mix of local and national, which I love. It's not just artists from the city of Boston. That's why I do feel like, in a way, this is kind of an alternative to Boston Calling, whereas you were talking with Jacob, it feels like there aren't a lot of artists of color who were in that top billing. This is the complete opposite. I'm looking forward to seeing Terry Lynn Carrington, who is the founder and director of Berkeley's Center for Jazz and Gender Justice. I'm also interested in Cake Swag, who is a female rapper local to Roxbury, who I just love her vibe. I love her bars. She's going to tear that freaking stage apart. It's going to be so
awesome. She's got me with the name already.
Cake Swag.
Cake Swag. I'm with that.
And again, it is free. There are actually different levels and passes. Like, if you want to support the festival at a sort of a different level, there are absolutely opportunities to do that. But if you just want to come and attend and enjoy the vibes and the good food and all the people, it's free. It's
free. Free 99.
We love it.
All the time. All the time. All right, bet. So, Candace.
Yes.
Let's bring it on home. WBUR Assistant Director for City Space. What's happening this month?
New series alert.
Hey.
We are bringing back live podcasts
to
City Space.
Oh.
I know.
I heard. I heard a rumor.
It's something that we did a lot when we first opened, but we haven't brought back yet since we reopened in 2021. And we're really excited to bring back some live podcast tapings because we realize that everybody loves it. So we are kicking things off. Remember, it's Pride Month with the team behind Vibe Check.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've never heard of this podcast. Tell me about them.
Lies. I feel like I should tell you, and Daryl might be fibbing. Vibe Check is a culture podcast hosted by the Sam Sanders.
Who?
A former NPR host.
WBUR too, right?
Yeah. Oh, Sam got his start at WBUR years and years ago.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And then moved on to NPR. Now hosts a podcast for Vulture called Into It and hosts this podcast with two of his best friends, Saeed Jones, the one and only.
Mm-hmm.
I am obsessed.
Amazing writer.
Amazing poet and essayist who wrote How We Fight for Our Lives, who wrote Alive at the End of the World. And then Zach Stafford, who is also a journalist and a Tony Award-winning producer for A Strange Loop, which is an amazing musical. You know, I always got to slip a musical in here somehow.
It wouldn't be right if you didn't.
So he's a Tony Award-winning producer of that amazing musical, and they're three best friends, all queer Black men, who talk about everything from politics to entertainment to what's going on in the world and how we're all feeling about it. So That's how we're starting. We're starting with Vibe Check. Tickets are going very fast, y'all. So I would highly, highly recommend.
Who's introducing them?
I don't know if you've heard of him. His name is Daryl C. Murphy.
That guy?
So if you want to come out and see Daryl, have him introduce, hear from these amazing men during Pride Month. They're only doing two dates on this tour. This is their first tour ever, and we are so lucky we get first stop. Please come down. We are so excited to have them. Then there are more podcasts coming. I kind of want to save it, but there are a few on our website, so you might want to check it out. This is great. We're really excited to bring this back.
I am super pumped for this. Even if I weren't introing, I'd be there. So, Candace, I guess that's it for us.
Until next month.
Until next month.
Hey.
That's Assistant Director for WBUR City Space, Candace Springer. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you have any plans for the month of June that you want to share, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And now, it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vitkus. And it's edited by Ben Brock Johnson and Samata Joshi. And our theme song is Me by Hisu. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.